Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for honoring Ratz Hashiach Yichyu. This was Moshe Ben Hashem, right? So Moshe Mordechai. And Schus Blumadad Ben Schanadina, Schus Miriam Brindle Ben Skolda, Hemuchal Nuv Melem, Nechagita Vats Rabchaim Svi, Hemuchal Nuv Melem, and Lenishmas Marses the Vats Rab Shmuel, and is based on Torah that I received from my rabbi, I'm going to go to Rechaim Yerharwitz Shlita. It says in Nazir, and of Memalef Amid Aleph, Kirei Shlok, Yishtama Kol Mok, Yishtama Motsi Esiv, let's say, Yim Deyachol Lekayim Yishneem Mutov, Vim Lav, Yavo Esiv, Dichasa. So we rule in Judaism that if you find an Asay and a Lais to say, if you can do both, then give Valdik. And if you can't do both, then let the assay come and be daicha the lesse say, essay daicha lesse. If you can accomplish that, you're not open the lesse better. But if you can't, then let the assay come and be daicha the lesse say. And according to this, it's mitstaber that if you can spend money and be mekayim a mitzvah's essay, such that you won't have to be over in the lesse say, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah by spending the money. Because you try to have to avoid the lesse say if you can. Hagoyin Amaril Diskin in his Kuntlas Achron in Uist Tzadites has a suffix nifla lefize. In Orechaim and Tofreishin and Vov Seif Aleph, the Chamo Paskins, Shal Mitzvahs Asay, Chayav Odom Lahoitzi Ad Chomesh Minachosov. For Mitzvahs Asay, you have to spend up to a fifth of your possessions. Not to be over and alois to say, person has to be Mevazbe's Kol Memoinai, Ala Gelt, the whole thing. Now we have a suffix, a mitzvah essay that has connected lois essay. And we said that's where you can be moitzi mammon and be mekayim the essay without being over on the lois essay. If help spending money will help you avoid the lois essay, you're obligated to do so. So how much do you have to spend? Is it at the din of every mitzvah essay up to a fifth? Or maybe no. Maybe since you're coming to be moineya a lois essay, sedina kuchol mitzvah lois essay, that you have to be moitzi kol memoinai. So that's the shayla. The shayla is, how much do you have to spend in order to avoid a lois essay when you're in a matzah with the essay's decha lois essay? Do you have to spend essay money, i.e. one-fifth, or do you have to spend lois essay money, i.e. the whole kit and caboodle, everything? V'yisoy da suffix. What's this suffix founded on? Ha'ima shitzorich lohoitzi mamin. If that you have to spend money is kedei lahatzil a mitzvahs essay sheyuchal akayim a mitzvah tikuna b'loy lavar alois essay u'begavne shetzarech lohetzi yisrael michoim eshchal shebeinu yochal akayim shneim b'loy bofen zeh potur m'lakayim a mitzvah is pshat that you have to spend money in order to save the mitzvahs essay. You want to be able to be m'kayim the mitzvahs essay properly without getting involved in a lois essay. So in order to be mekayim mitzvah to say properly, you have to spend up to a fifth. Otherwise, you're putter from being mekayim mitzvah to say properly, and you don't have to spend the fifth. You don't have to spend more than a fifth. But up to a fifth you have to spend. Or maybe no. That they have to be moitzi mamon is not mitzvah the essay, it's mitzvah the lois essay. Because mishemesi derech lois essay, you have to be having the lois essay. So that you're moitzi mamon now is a hishtadlus behatzelas halois essay, and it's not a hishtadlus in hatzelas essay. Because the essay, you can be mekayim, even if you're over in the essay, because that's the halois essay. What you're trying to do here is you're trying to save the halois essay. So what's pshat? Is it mean to be mekayim the essay properly to save the halois essay? And this is discussed by the Koibet Ha'oros, the Bulchonim, and Simin Yudalit, in the name of the great Goyin, a great literature Goyin, Rav Meir Atlas. He was the Gaon of Bezin of Shavir and Lita. There's a lot to talk about it, at this great Dmus. He was, among other things, he was the Shver of Rebbe Elchanan, father of Rebbe Elchanan, and of Reb Chaim Oizer, in his second marriage. So Rabbi Chanan brings from him, and also is discussed by the Avni Nezer and Ibn Ezer and Simon Reish Chof Gimel, Oisiyos Tesvov, Teszayin and Yitzayin, and also the Ha'ilig of Sameach in Chagiga, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. So we have from Lithuania, from Poland, and from Russia. The Meir Atlas, Avni Nezer, and the Oisiyos Sameach respectively. We discuss this. So before we come to prove from a number of places to be poshet, to resolve this suffix, l'chayra, a grois chiddush, a huge, a wondrous chiddush, will emerge from this suffix. Uvehekdem divrei ha-raivit, famous raivit, beperusha l'toyras koyhanim, beparshas v'yikra, dibura denedava parshas abeis, zokta raivit, v'reb Yosi v'reb Shimon oimrim, nashim, soimchois v'shus. Yosef Rishon would say that women are allowed to do smicha on the behema, they have reshus to do so. Why? Because kach nitne teure la anoshim choyve la anoshim reshus. V'noshim v'minoshim v'chol metzich z'man k'ro ma'af l'pi sheish b'yis l'toru g'un tzitzis shol t'chilets v'noshim. So, we see from this raivid that a mitzvah's essay kiyumis that you're not obligated in is also doiche v'ilois essay, because we know that to do smicha on an animal is forbidden. You're not allowed to lean on an animal of kachim. The women are allowed to do it because their essay of smicha is doiche v'ilois essay of the isser of leaning on the animal. The Achroinim already discussed this Raivin at length, that the mitzvah's essay kiyumis is doicha loisisei, and therefore even though there's a loisisei involved here, women are still allowed to do it, because even though their essay is only an essay kiyumis, they're not obligated in smicha, but they're allowed to do it, and that's enough to be doicha loisisei. As lefi zeh nira davar chadash, that according to the tzad and the sofik of the Yishuv Lev Diskin, that where you could be mekayim the mitzvah beheter without having to be derech d'loisesei, you're only chayiv at choymesh. So that would appear if it's a mitzvah chiyuvis that you have to do. So there we say you have to spend up to a fifth. But a mitzvah kiyumis, the din that you don't have to be mekayim, the din will be that you don't have to spend anything. And you could be Derecha the Lois to say B'chol Inyan. Why? Because how can we be Mechayiv him? And the Guf Kiyum HaMitzvah, he doesn't have to spend money. So when he wants to be Mechayim the Mitzvah, and there's a Lois to say, he doesn't have to search for an Eifin Shel Heter. In other words, we said the word of the assay, of spending up to a fifth, is that you want to do the assay properly. So if it's Mitzvah the assay, so you only have to spend a fifth. If it's a mitzvah sasei chiyuvis, but if it's a kiyumis, you don't have to spend anything. So memela, now you want to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, so you don't have to spend anything. When it's a kiyumis, in order to avoid the lois sasei, you only have to spend if it's a mitzvah sasei chiyuvis. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, you have to spend to a fifth. But if it's a kiyumis, you don't have to spend anything. Memela, to avoid the lois sasei, you don't have to spend anything either. But according to the tzad, that the other tzad of the suffix of Rabbi Shmuel Lev Diskin, that you have to be moitzi mitzad, not to be over on the lois to say. So it's pashat that if the word is to avoid the lois to say, then even if it's a mesek yumis, you have to spend all your money. Kum tois lefize, that a person who has a beged pishtan, that's chayiv in tzitzis, has to spend ad choymesh menachosav, kedei lahat boi tzitzis. She'enoit semel. You have a beged pishtan. That's chayiv in tzitzis. You have to spend up till a fifth in order to be matil tzitzis that are not semer, in order to avoid the shatnis. But Bebeget pishtan, shawul, if it's borrowed, then you're not chayv maker at the end of the hatabot tzitzis. But if you are maker tzitzis, you're vadei mekayim a mitzvah, like the Heilige Magen Avraham writes in Simen Yedalet, Sif Kadon Hey, that you even make a bracha, so you could be matil chutei tzemel, you don't have to be motz even a pruta, in order to be matil bo chutei pishtan. So the Gevaldik Eitz, if somebody wants to save money, so he just makes it a beged pishtan show, and give it to his friend and borrow it back. And this way, he doesn't have to spend anything to avoid shatnis. Only if it's chayv in tzitzis, but if it's show, if it's borrowed, and it's pater mi tzitzis, then you don't even have to see, you don't have to spend anything. So that would be a Gevaldika nafkamina that would come out of this suffix. So now we take it further, and we would like to bring a raya nifla that Yosel Michoimish Nechotzov Eino Chayev Lahitzi Alze Uvehekdem Dalet Hakdamis. With four premises, we'd like to prove that you don't have to spend more than a fifth. That was a suffix. You have to spend more than a fifth, you have to spend everything. So, the Gemara in the Mishnah Misechas Rosh Hashanah and the Aflan Beis on the Beis says, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah ein ma'avirin olav es ha-tchum ve'ein mefakchin olav es ha-gal le'oilin bi'ilon. But a Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, you don't pass it over the tchum, you don't remove a avalanche of rocks, you don't climb up a tree. My time is up to Gemara, because Shofar eseyu v'yom tev esey v'leis esey v'ein esey deiche leis esey es leis esey v'esey. That Shofar is a mitzvah esey, and yom tev is an esey and a leis esey, and an esey is not deiche an esey and a leis esey. Ran writes that even though going up a tree is only derabbanon, and shofar is a deraisa, osu chachomim chizuk ledevreim kishel Torah. The rabbis made their law like a Torah digger law. That's number one. That's A. B, we say in Shabbos, Dalet Amud Aleph, somebody who's over an avera deraisa b'shogeg, v'yochel lahatzil ha'avera, al yidei sheyase avera derabbanon, somebody that was oiver, an avera deraisa b'shogeg, but he can save it by doing an avera derabbanon, he's chayev to do so. And therefore, if somebody takes dough and puts it in the oven, shogeg on Shabbos, he has to remove it, the oven of derabbanon, in order not to come to an isra afia b'Shabbos. Even though, again, the radiyah sapats, the removal is in isra derabbanon. So that's hakdama number two. Hakdama number three is that the Shagat Aryeh, the Simon Sadi Vov, Kosav, the Lamaidam Rinam, the Psochim, the Aflamid Heom and Aleph, Shele Rabbonim, She Isser Chol Al Isser Odom Yotzei De Chovos, the Matzah Shel Tevel, according to the Shagat Aryeh, in the 96th chapter of his beautiful Sefer, that according to what we say in Mesechet Psochim and 35a, that according to the rabbis, that Isser is Chal al Isser, the person is Yotze Yedei Chovasa B'matzah Shel Teva. Because it has to be Royal Yos Chometz, and if it's already Teva, maybe it can't be Chometz, but if you're Isser Chal al Isser, it's Royal Yos Chometz, it's Matzah. Oy Bazoi, Mishi Yeshlo Rak Kizayis Matzah Shel Teva, the Maiser Sheni, the Maiser Oni, Mutter Loi Lechol HaMatzah Mishum De Esse, De Matzah, Deichel Leise Sey Dachilas Teva. According to that, somebody who, since you could be Yotzei Yedei Chovos of a Matzah Shel Tevel, somebody has only Kazayitz Matzah of Tevel. If it's, you haven't taken Maisel Sheni, you haven't taken Maisel Oni, you're allowed to eat the Matzah, because the essay of Matzah is Deiche, the Loisesei of Achilas Tevel. According to those who hold that if it's Tovel, the Maisel Sheni, in other words, if it, you haven't separated Maisel Sheni, there's no Isser Misa, There's only an Isil Lysisei. So somebody who has only a Kezias of Matzah, if it's Tevel from Maiser Sheni or Maiser Oni, you're allowed to eat the Matzah, because the essay of Matzah is Doiche, the Lysisei of Achilas Tevel. According to those who hold that if it's Tavul and Maisel Sheni, there's no Isser Misa, there's only an Isser Lysisei. If it's a Misa, then you're not, it's not Doiche, but if it's a Lysisei, then it's Doiche. That's Hakdama number three. Hakdama number four is that there's a Machlekes Achronim Be'esei Doiche Lysisei. Shemideo Raiso, Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Aval midrabanon, I efshel lekayim shneim. Let's say you have an essay deicha loisasei, but midrash raisa, you can do both. The essay not be able to say. Midrabanon, you can't. Is the essay deicha loisasei? Because soif, midrabanon, it can't be done midrash chetel. Or no, since midrash raisa yochel lekayim shneim, so ain't a deicha. The opinion of Rabbi Kiva Egel and Eir Chaim Tov Mem Vov Is Aleph and Eir Chaim Tov Reish Nun Hei on the Tanis Siv Kotin Beis She'ein Ha'esei Deicha, because it's Nechshav Ke'ef Shal Lekayim Shneim, you could do both, because on a Deir Reis level you could do both. Da'as HaMalbim, Malbim was a Gan Oilam, even in Halacha. The Arts of Sachayim, he just dedicated his life to Tanakh, to answer the Maskilim. The Arts of Sachayim, the Simen Yud Gimel, Siv Kotin Aleph, he writes that the essay is Deicha, because it's considered Yevshel Lekayim Shneim. And sorry, it's the Melo Aroyim, and Klalei Esei Decha Leisesei Eschavov, that you go Basel with the Rabbanon, you follow the Rabbanon, and since the Rabbanon Yevshel Lekayim Shneim, it's Deicha. Okay, so those are the four Hakdomas that we have. We have that the rabbis made Chizuk Shel Devrayim Kishel Toiro, and therefore you're now that I go up a tree, we get the Shofar. We learned that if you're over an Avera D'Oraisa B'Shogeg and you can save yourself with the Derabbanan, by an Avera D'Rabbanan you're obligated to do so. We learned that you can be also with Matzah Tevel. So if all you have is a Kezias of Matzah Tevel Shalom Ma'aseh Shenei Ma'aseh, you're allowed to eat it. And we learn Machlokes whether Efshel Lekayim Shneim applies if only Mederabbanan, Mederaisa Efshel Lekayim Shneim, Mederabbanan. Ume'ata bo cheshbon. Let's make a cheshbon. Lechora, kashe me'od. Why is it mutter to eat matzah midin esei deicha loisasei? If we say like the tzad of the suffix of Yeshua Leib Disken, that even where the lav is nitchali deicha esei, still you have to do everything you can in order not to be over on the lav. So lechora, it's similar to that we say that better be over on an isul kal than be over on an isul chomu, like the dias hapas. And we say be over on the isul kal and on the isul chomu. And we should say that you should be over on the isul derabonon of hafroshas, tumos, umaisles, and not to be over on the lav of achilas tvorin. If on the tzadah you have to do everything you can to avoid getting into a matzah of essay derech loisasei, so that would lechayva mean that better be over on the rabbanon of a frushes tumas umaisles and not on the lab of achilas tevel. So how can Shagas Ayin say al pi the gemara that it's mutter to eat tevel? That's all you got. So Atenech Ladas Rabbi Kiva Eger Shim Midoy Raisav Shalakayim Shneim Ibn Amid Rabbanon. And Rabbi Kiva Eger holds, like we saw before, that If you have an essay deicha leisei midaraisa v'shal lekayim shneim midarabanan, yefshal lekayim shneim. So Rabbi Kiveger holds that ain't essay deicha, because this is considered efshal lekayim shneim. So according to Rabbi Kiveger, this is considered a case of efshal lekayim shneim. So according to him, belav hachi ein essay de matzah. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the essay of matzah is not deicha the loisei of teva. Why? Because midai raisa efshel lekayim shneim. Why midai raisa efshel lekayim shneim? Because midai raisa you can just be mafresh truma. And then you're Mekayim Shneim. So according to him, anyway, the essay of Matz is not Deichel Vat Seif Tevel. It could just be Malfresh De Rabbonin. This is considered a Efshel Mekayim Shneim. Since it's considered Efshel Lekayim Shneim, so it's not Deicha. Kiveger holds that if Midoy Reis Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and Midrabbana not, then the essay is not Deicha. Why is the essay not Deicha? Because it's considered Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Because on a Midoy Reis level, you can do both. And since on a Doraisa level you can do both, you're not allowed to eat the temple. So it's Bechal not Docha. According to Rabbi Kiveger, it's not Docha, because he holds again that you can't say that it's considered Efshel Lekayim Shneim, because it's considered Efshel Lekayim Shneim. You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah without being over on the Yisur on a Doraisa level. Therefore, you're Bechal not Yotze when you eat this Tevel. But according to those who hold that in such an instance the essay is Deicha Leloisa Sei, that you are Yotze with this Tevel, since Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to be Mafrish. So there we have a big Kasha according to that opinion. It's true, according to Rabbi Kiveger, you just won't eat it because the essay is not Deicha Deloisa Sei. Because it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. And then you have an Issa Derabbanan in your way. According to those who hold that in such a case, essay is Deicha Deloisa Sei. Since Midrabbanan, you stopped from being Mafrish. Zeh Kashya too. There we have a big Kasha. That it's true that Mishum HaMitzvah Asur Lo LaHafrish. You're right, Mitzad HaMitzvah. He's now allowed to be Mafrish. Why is he now allowed to be Mafrish Mitzad HaMitzvah? Because an Issel Derabbanan is not pushed away for a Kiyum Mitzvah essay. So it's also for him to be Mafrish, but he should be Mischayev to be Mafrish in order to be Matzil himself from the Issel Lo Sisei Achamu. According to this opinion, the essay is Deicha Lo Sisei. According to Rabbi Kiva Zeger, it doesn't even start because the essay is not Deicha Lo Sisei because it's considered Efshel Lekayim Shneim, so you're not Yotzei with this Teva. But according to the opinion that essay is Deicha Leisa Sei, so you would be Yotze with this Tevo. Since Sof Sof Mid Rabbanan, you're now allowed to be Mafrish, and since you're now allowed to be Mafrish, the Rabbanan, so it necessitates that the essay be Deicha Leisa Sei, so then we have Akasha. So you're right that he's now allowed to be Mafrish, because the Issel Derabbanan is not Nidcheh Mipnei Kiyum Mitzvah Esses. He's not allowed to be, because you're not allowed to do a Mitzvah Derabbanan. You're not allowed to be over an Issel Derabbanan to be a kind of Mitzvah Esses. He's not allowed to be Mafrish. But he should be obligated to be Mafrish in order to save himself from the Issel Lo Sisei Achamu. in order to save himself from the more chamer iser leisasei. So this guy, all he has is a kezayis of this matz of tevel. So let him eat it, and let him be mafrish, because you said he can eat it, because Esedechalosei, because it's an istirapan in his way. So we say Esedechalosei, it's Yevshalakayim Shneim. But instead of telling him to eat it, be Mekayim the Mitzvah, we should tell him better. We should tell him to be Mafrish, and therefore it's only being over in a istirabana. Why be over in the Yisr Deoraisa of eating Tevel if you could be over in the istirabana of being Mafrish? Much better. So it must be that the Shagas Aryeh is holding, like the first said, that the Iker is Toloi B'Kiyum HaEse. And since Sof Sof the Rabbanon, it's impossible to be Mafrish, it's also to be Mafrish. So he has no way to be Mekayim B'Ese without being Derech HaDalav, and we say Ese Derech HaLeisese. If you hold, according to the second said, if you hold that you have to spend everything, so that means you have to do kol tatzdiki, you have to do everything you can to avoid the loisasei. So everything you can would include an ister rabbanon. To be able to be ister rabbanon of afrosh in order to be mekayim the loisasei, in order to be mekayim the essay of eating matzah without the problem of tevel. If you have to kol tatzdiki b'shabolim, the Shagas Aryeh doesn't hold that way. The Shagas Aryeh says that stoiche, you can eat it. Shagas Aryeh says that if all you have is a kezayis matzah shel tevel, stoiche, you can eat it. Why not do kol tatzdiki b'shabolim to avoid it and be mafrish? The answer is, it's because you only have up to a fifth. Because it's mitzad the essay that you have to spend money to avoid the leisasei. And since it's limited up to a fifth, therefore you're also not allowed to be over nista rabbana. So that's why the Shagas Aryeh says we hold essay derech leisasei. So the Maisa, the Shagas Aryeh, the Hemshech HaSimen, asks on himself, Mapitom, that the person should eat this tevel. Reyochel HaHafrish B'Yomtif. And he doesn't get into our whole discussion, it being up to a fifth, or Kol Mamono to avoid the Leisasei. But according to what we're saying, if you take a hold that he eats this tevel, so that would mean that you only have to spend up to a fifth, and therefore he shouldn't be over on the Yisur Derabbanan. And taka the Tiferes Yisrael in the second paragraph of Pesachim, Boaz Oz Beis, writes, that you can't say that in matzah shel tevel, we don't say esei derech leisasei because you could be mafrish, because it's not true. Because the rabbanon asur lahafrish, and therefore yevshal lekayim shneim. But according to what we're saying, it's telling the suffix of Yeshua Lev Diskin that on the tzad that we follow the leisasei, you'd be chayv to be mafrish. You have to do everything you can to avoid the leisasei. So you have to be over in the Yisr rabbanon. According to the tzad that it's only up till a fifth, then tak aren't over the Yisr Rabbanan, and we say Asei Derech HaLeisasei. So that's a gevaldika ga'ina sheraya for the tzad that inar chayv to be motzi yoseh mechol mishna chasef. So that's raya number one, and be'ezer Tzur Chayenu V'Goyaleinu. And Yirtzeh Hashem, I hope to continue in the next Shi'ur, and we have more to discuss about this. Very fascinating in Yanim, so please stay tuned. We already saw in the flaws of Mitaras Hashem, and hopefully we'll continue to do so. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.